So now to introduce a man who has come up with what he calls a 10-point plan for New Zealand, which he says could help us export our way out of a financial crisis. Charles Finney, who's a partner with Saunders Unsworth in Wellington, has published his plan on the spin-off website. We've linked to that on our website if you're interested. And to tell us more about his bold idea, we're joined by Charles now. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. How bad is this mess we're in?
Well, I think that you have to look at it at multiple levels. We are coming out of lockdown, so obviously our economic situation is improving daily, but we've now got probably a quite major global recession, so we're going to have to be really nimble to survive in these circumstances.
And does that suggest that business as usual won't be good enough?
I definitely won't be good enough. I don't think anyone should be expecting a return quickly to the old way of doing things and the old way of selling things. You know, just the fact that we can't travel internationally right now is, well, without going through quarantines at both ends, is a major complication for exporters. So we're having to get used to operating online. And obviously a number of the markets that are so important to us are still locked down. You know, obviously right now it's the United States and Europe. Initially it was China.
And so under what circumstances did you come up with this plan? Why did you decide to write it down?
Well, look, I was invited to speak a few weeks ago to the select committee that was set up when Parliament was shut down. And so at that time, we had agricultural exports deemed essential goods, and so that was continuing, thank goodness. But for the rest of the economy, we were basically shut down. So our manufacturing exports were largely shut down, our forestry was shut down, and I was seeking to encourage policymakers to get that bit of the export economy up and running as quickly as possible. The other thing, of course, is that our services exports have been enormously impacted by what's going on. Tourism is some years our major export earner. That's gone from tens of billions of dollars a year to nothing overnight. And international education, which was the second biggest services export, that's been hammered as well. So I was trying to suggest some ways forward to help both tourism and international education.
You presented this to the select committee, I believe.
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago now. But I'm very pleased that actually a lot of those ideas have already been picked up and are being implemented, or maybe already were, I stand by each of the points, and I'm very pleased that many are part of the government's policy response.
Yeah, great. Okay, so when people think about exports and New Zealand, easy to think of dairy and perhaps beef, a lot of wool back in the day. But let's talk about manufacturing, because that's one that you think is quite key. What sort of stuff does New Zealand's manufacturer, and why do you see that as an important focus for us?
Well, look, I think that we have to accept that agriculture is critical to New Zealand's future, and that agricultural exports are going to be enormously important. So nothing I'm saying is challenging that assumption. But it's probably a good idea to be focusing on high-value exports from other parts of the economy, just so that we're not focused on just one sector. You know, for example, we could have a couple of drought years in a row and we produce less dairy and less meat. That will impact our prosperity if we're just reliant on one sector. So it's important to have a diversified export base, both with manufacturers and services. So in terms of manufacturers, we're talking about forest products, processed forest products, we're talking about machinery, equipment, we're talking about high-tech equipment, and we're talking about things like processed agricultural products, in the sense that, I'm wearing right now a jersey which is made of a possum merino blend, made with a yarn from a company I'm a director of, Wool Yarns, based in Wingate in the Hutt Valley. That type of product is important for our future. It's a very high value yarn, one of the more expensive yarns in the world. It's used by very high quality fashion designers, and normally most of the product is used in clothing that is purchased by tourists in duty-free shops at airports, for example. Tourists, we've got a problem. Plus, the government shut the sector down because it was deemed to be non-essential, making it more difficult to diversify markets for that yarn. So we really needed to get that sector back up and running. We did very quickly. I was really pleased. Within about a week of my submission, it was back up and running. Perhaps not with full production, because it's important to keep staff spaced safely, given the risk of COVID-19 transmission. But that was all possible, and I believe that across the economy, we're back up and running. It's more difficult, I think, with the services economy, unfortunately. So tourism, we're not going to be back up and running for some time. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some tourists in from Australia within a few months. And I was suggesting to the Select Committee that, as well as a Trans-Tasman bubble, we look at some of the economies in Asia that have done so well in combating COVID-19, Korea, yeah. Taiwan. At the time I wrote my original piece, I was thinking of Singapore as well, but they've had a bit of an explosion in recent times, so that might be more complicated.
Okay, so you're talking
Taiwan,
about
Korea doing very well.
Yeah. So there's that diversification in terms of the sector, going not just primary produce but manufacturing as well. You talk in your story about diversifying the sorts of countries that we're exporting to, opening up different markets. But there's also an interesting point you make about the New Zealand brand story. Why should now be a good time to have a look at that?
Well, if you open up any international newspaper or turn on to, say, the BBC World News, pretty much every day you're seeing a story about New Zealand. That's really unusual. You know, it happens from time to time, but not as regularly as what's happening right now. Indeed, if you were to look at how the world is viewing the response to COVID-19, you probably have to say that places like New Zealand and maybe Taiwan are really standing out as having done fantastically well, and that is earning enormous respect and interest from around the world. So it seems that in that environment, we have a great opportunity to think about how we can leverage that, because I think if we get it right, New Zealand is going to be seen as a even better place to buy goods from, a better place to travel to, a better place to study in, and a better place to invest in. That's potentially enormously valuable for our economy. So we've got this sort of love fest globally with our Prime Minister. We've got wonderful stories such as the nurse who helped keep Boris Johnson alive. Yeah, that's all really good background and a good basis for us to have a think about how we can tell our story in a slightly better way, and also leverage.
And not waste a crisis, hey?
Unfortunately, hey, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I just wanted to spend a moment at the end of the conversation to ask after your mum, because I had a really great chat with her some time ago. She was 89 at the time, Maria Finney, about coming up with the kiwi onion dip recipe.
Well, she's doing very well. She's now 93, and she had a birthday just the other day under lockdown, and has survived the last few months very well. Couple of crises along the way, such as running out of gin, but we managed as a family to find solutions.
Great. Pleased to hear it. Give her our regards and love her to chat
with you today. I shall. She really enjoyed that interview with you a few years ago.
Nice one. Charles Finney, who has a 10-point plan for saving New Zealand's export industry or helping us export our way out of the potential financial crisis. And you can read his story on the Spinoff website. It's linked on ours, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.